You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. And this is it, the big week that a lot of people wait for. It's St. Patrick's Day coming up. I'm wearing my green shirt and welcoming two guests back to the program that have been here several times before. The one and only, the cute and cuddly, the amazingly talented Eddie Dillon.
I knew you were going to say that.
And along with Eddie, the amazingly beautiful Aoife Clancy is with us. And thanks to both of you for coming back to the show.
Don't mention, it's our pleasure.
It's great. Nice, thanks.
Mike. Nice to have you back for our what has become our annual St. Patrick's Day celebration.
I know.
This is a regular thing now.
I know. I'm bringing whiskey next year.
I don't think we can do that. I don't think we can do that on the air. But at any rate, it's good to have you here. For those of you that have not caught a show with Aoife and Eddie before, they've actually been here separately, too, but Aoife Clancy is of the famous name The Clancy from the Clancy Brothers. We'll talk about that a little bit. And Eddie Dillon is a songwriter and entrepreneur in the music industry. He is an amazingly talented guy, and he has a new thing that has come up, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. But first of all, let's get to Aoife, who hasn't been here for a while. We did a show with Eddie just a couple months back. So, Aoife, hello to you.
Hello.
And welcome back to the country.
Oh, thank you.
You've been away.
I have been away. I've been all over the place. I was in Wales, actually, for a while, just visiting family and doing some music over there.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm back in beautiful Massachusetts.
Back and a Massachusetts resident, so not too far away from us, about 45 minutes to an hour away from our studios. And we're glad to have you in our area. And for the audience at home that might not have caught previous shows, why don't you just tell us a little bit about... Well, this will be a great segue. The Clancy legacy. Tell us about
the Clancy legacy.
Yes. Now, explain just the relationship between you and your dad and what he was in the Clancy Brothers.
My father's name was Bobby Clancy. He's passed on. He passed on about 9 years ago. And so I grew up with a lot of music in the family, obviously. I should say, obviously, because my father just insisted that we do music every day. And this Clancy legacy actually only started with my two cousins, Robbie O'Connell and Donald Clancy, about 4-ish years ago. I think it was in 2006. We got together, actually, to do just a little 20-minute set at this festival up in the Catskills where we were all teaching for a week. They have a week-long of teaching up there of Irish music. And some guy had seen us perform. We just literally got together and said, what do you do? Okay, we'll do this and see. We'll do this in such a key. And we went up there and did our thing. And somebody said, oh, I'd like to hire you. And we were like, you would? Okay. I guess we're a group now.
There you go.
It's funny. Like, you know, we've all done music separately for years. And
right.
It didn't dawn on us. Maybe we should get together and do something together. So out of that came the Clancy legacy, and this guy actually booked us. We didn't know what he was going to call us until we arrived at the venue, and he had the Clancy legacy tonight, and we thought, okay, sounds good. So we stuck with the name the Clancy legacy.
So, and we're privileged enough tonight to have a brand new CD that you brought with you.
Yes, that just actually literally, sorry, Eddie, I picked it up today en route here.
Well, there you go. So we're hot off the press, as they say. So we'll get to listen to that in a moment. And Eddie, catch us up a little bit about your travels and what's been happening with you, and just a brief moment of this new thing that we're going to talk about in the middle segment.
Well, I've written a monologue with music about growing up as an Irish American in the Boston area, and I did a performance which was videotaped in January, and we sold it out, and it's been very successful, and we have another performance coming up shortly.
All right. Well, we'll hear more about that, but let's get to a piece of music and kick off our St. Patrick's Day celebration. And Aoife, this first piece that we're going to listen to is off the Legacy album, the brand new album. It's called Soldier, Soldier?
Soldier, Soldier. It's a song that my father used to do with his sister Peg, and they recorded a record in the 60s.
And an LP.
An LP. I like saying record. But so we got this off that record, and we decided we were going to do some old Clancy Brothers stuff, and this is one that I thought would be a nice one. So we did a different arrangement to it. So Soldier, Soldier.
All right, off the brand new Clancy Legacy album.
Oh, soldier, soldier, will you marry me now with the hay, with the hoe, with the sound of the drum? Oh, no, fair maid, I couldn't marry you because I have no boots to put on. So she ran to the shop as quick as she could run with the hay, with the hoe, with the sound of a drum. And she bought him a pair of the very, very best, saying, here, my good man, put these on. Oh, soldier, soldier, will you marry me now with the hay, with the hoe, with the sound of a drum? Oh, no, fair maid, I couldn't marry you because I have no shirt to put on. So she ran to the shop as quick as she could run with the hay, with the hoe, with the sound of a drum. And she brought him a shirt of the very, very best, saying, here, my good man, put this on. Oh, soldier, soldier, will you marry me now with the hay, with the hoe, with the sound of a drum? Oh, no, fair maid, I couldn't marry you because I have no coat to put on. So she ran to the shop as quick as she could run with the hay, with the hoe, with the sound of a drum. And she bought him a coat of the very, very best, saying, here, my good man, put this on. With the hoe, with the sound of a drum. Oh, no, fair maid, I couldn't marry you because I have no pants to put on. So she ran to the shop as quick as she could run with the hay, with the hoe, with the sound of a drum. And she bought him a pair of the very, very best, saying, here, my good man, put these on. Oh, soldier, soldier, will you marry me now with the hay, with the hoe, with the sound of a drum? I have my own wife at home.
Clancy Legacy. And Aoife, how can people get this recording since it's brand new?
Well, we're bringing the CD out ourselves, so we have a website, www.myspace.com/theclancylegacy, and it will be available on that website, and my website, aoifeclancy.com, and robbie@robbieoconnell.com.
Wow. Well, let's go to the Aoife Clancy website and just spell that for everybody so they can get there.
A-O-I-F as in Frank, E, Clancy, C-L-A-N-C-Y.
All right, .com, and you can go there and find out more things about Aoife. And we have a bunch of performances coming up for you in the not-too-distant future. You've been performing regularly, just had one last week, and now you have some others coming up. Why don't you tell us about those?
We have the Clancy Legacy. We're going down to Florida, actually, in another day or two, and we're going to be doing Paddy's Day down there with the Macon Brothers. We're going to be in a place called Windermere, Florida.
Sure, yeah.
Yes, so that'll be fun. But that's going to be in the Oslo Heritage Theatre, Silver Spur Arena. with the Macon Brothers, and that's on the 17th. And then myself and Robbie are doing a gig in Hingham at the Old Ship Coffee House.
That's a little closer than
it's just a little bit closer, Florida, yeah. If people can make that would be a good one to make.
Okay. So
trekking down to Florida. That's on the 20th. And on the 21st, I'm doing a performance at 2 o'clock in Nashua Public Library, New Hampshire.
Oh, excellent.
Doing a performance there.
All right. And Eddie, let me ask you a question about this next song. When you've been on the show, we've played your CDs in the past, and we've played some of Aoife's, and we've played Aoife's brothers in a group called the High Kings. We've played some of those. We've played several Clancy Brothers albums, and this particular album is one with you touring with the Clancy Brothers, right?
That's true. I was touring at this point with Finbar and Bobby Clancy, actually Aoife's dad and her brother, and we were on tour, and this is a live CD, and this next cut is me singing. It's actually an Australian song, and it's a song about a terrible thing that happened, Mike. It was a terrible tragedy.
An awful thing happened to you.
It was a horrible thing. It was about a pub.
Yeah.
It ran out of beer.
A pub with no beer.
Wasn't in Ireland, I'll tell you.
All right, we'll listen to that cut now.
Well, it's a lonesome away from your kindred and all, by the campfire at night where the wild eagles call. But there's nothing so lonesome, so morbid or drear, as to stand at the bar of a pub with no beer. The publican is anxious for the porter to come. There's a far away look on the face of a bum. The maid's acting cranky, the cook's acting queer. What a terrible place is a pub with no beer. A stockman drives up with his dry, dusty throat, presses up to the bar, pulls a roll from his coat. But the smile on his face quickly turns to a sneer. The barman says sadly,
the pub's got no beer.
Yes, it's a lonesome away from the kindred and all, by the campfire at night where the wild eagles call. But there's nothing so lonesome, so morbid or drear, as to stand at the bar of a pub with no beer.
There's a dog on the veranda, for his master he waits. But the boss is inside, sipping wine with his mates.
I say.
He scurries for cover, he cringes in fear. There's no place for a dog in a pub with no beer. And Billy the blacksmith, the first time in his life, has gone home cold sober to his darling wife. He walks in the door, she says, "You're early, my dear." And he breaks down and tells her,
"The pub's got no beer."
Yes, it's lonesome away from the kindred and all, by the campfire at night where the wild eagles call. But there's nothing so lonesome, so morbid or drear, as to stand at the bar of a pub with no beer.
All right, now we're in the St. Patrick's Day spirit, I can tell. We're all bouncing along in our chairs. And then I went back to the Legacy album, and while we were off air, I asked Aoife about this spelling. I thought there was a spelling mistake on the album, because the next song that we're about to listen to is entitled...
Let No Man Steal Your Time, T-H-Y-M-E.
T-H-Y-M-E. Why is it spelled that way? Now is this an adult conversation?
Yes, it is.
All right.
It's actually one of the Child songs, Francis Child Hughes Collect Songs, Ballads. And this is one of them. And it was recorded by my Uncle Paddy on a CD, Older But No Wiser, appropriately mm-hmm. named, years ago. And Robbie thought this would be a nice one for us to do. But there's different mentions of flowers, and they have different symbols in the song. And time is about let no man steal your time. Do I need to elaborate?
In relationship to a female.
Exactly.
No, okay.
If you listen to the words, it makes sense.
All right. Well, we'll listen to Let No Man Steal Your Time.
It's a beautiful ballad, though.
Yes. And then we'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more of Eddie Dillon and Aoife Clancy.
Come all you lads and lassies who flourish in your prime, beware, beware, keep your cart and fin, let no man steal your time, let no man steal your time. When your time is past and gone, he'll care no more for you. And every place that your time was with is spread all o'er with rue, is spread all o'er with rue. My gardener, he was standing there. Three flowers he gave to me, the pink, the blue, and the violet hue. The red, red rosy tree, and the red, red rosy tree. Oh, I'll take off that red rose bough and plant a willow tree, so all the world will plainly see how my love slighted me, how my love slighted me. Clinging fine pine, and from her branches carelessly he'll take what he can find, he'll take what he can find. Come all you lads and lassies who flourish in your
people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations and our St. Patrick's Day celebration. Even though it's a few days away, it usually takes a whole week to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, I think. Eddie, is that correct?
At least.
I started about a month ago, actually.
A month-long celebration. Eddie, any plans for you on St. Patrick's Day? How does a good Irishman like you spend the day?
Usually in a pub.
In a pub.
That's right. You can start like any time around noontime.
Okay.
And then the rest is up to you.
Okay. Now, speaking of a pub or a performance venue for you, you had an unusual performance we mentioned at the top of the show. Tell us a little bit about this rather unique thing you did.
Well, I've written a monologue with music, and it's called Eddie Dillon's Irish American Family Reunion. And it's about a lot of stories from my family, and I did it as a theatrical piece, and it's set in 1960, and it's at my house in Braintree, where I grew up, just south of Boston, and it's a collection of stories that are all true, and I performed it in January, and I'll be performing it again March 28th in Mattapoisett at the Kinsale Inn in Massachusetts, and the gist of the story is the whole family is gathered together at my home, and we do a lot of singing, and that's what the performance is all about. It's about stories and singing.
So what we're going to hear is an actual monologue part, and then we'll fade out of that first cut that you brought for us and listen to part of your CD called Barbara's Lament, where you're playing the guitar, obviously. We'll listen to a little bit of that, and then we'll go to another cut of the monologue. And then we'll go back to Barbara's Lament and fill this segment with that. So this is all about the life and times of Eddie Dillon and his music, Barbara's Lament. We'll listen to that and a little unusual segment for us, but we're going to do that. And then we'll take a break and be back with more after that.
Well, they all came in and sat around the dining room table. My cousins had left Taylor's Field as soon as they saw the car pull in because they knew this was going to be fun and they didn't want to miss out on anything. So now the whole family was in the dining room and in the kitchen, in the hallway. All the aunts and uncles were sitting at the dining room table. You see, the dining room table at the Dillon home was like an institution. It's where we discussed all the family business. It's where we talked about the affairs of the day, like Nikita Khrushchev and nuclear war. It's where we found out that someone was getting married or someone was sick. It's where I presented my report card. It's where I practiced my first communion prayers. It's where we found out that some relative that I had never heard of before was dead. Or one of my father's friends was dead. You see, the Irish have a thing about death. And my father wanted to make sure that I didn't miss out on anything to do with death. So for as long as I can remember, he had been dressing me up in my Sunday best, making sure my shoes were polished, and bringing me around to wakes and funerals all over the South Shore, Quincy and Braintree and Weymouth, as far south as Plymouth. And he brought me to a lot of wakes because he knew a lot of people. He had friends from high school, friends from the shipyard in East Boston, from the shipyard in World War II, where he helped build the battleship Massachusetts, friends from all the different parishes, from St. John's, St. Francis, St. Thomas More's. He had so many friends from work. He was an on-the-road salesman at this point of his life, and it seemed like all his customers were dying all the time. But I got good at going to wakes. I felt like I had it down, and I had learned the proper etiquette, the right thing to say, and at 9 years old, I would walk in, and I was no longer afraid of the corpses, and I would go up and say a prayer, and then I would walk up to the bereaved, and I'd shake their hands, and I'd be looking up at them, and I'd say, "I'm so sorry for your troubles, but doesn't he look great?" Then Dad and I would go home. We had a ritual. He'd pour me a Coca-Cola. Then he'd pour a shot and a beer for himself, and we'd sit down in the living room, and he would put on a record. It was the same record all the time because the Clancy brothers had given us more songs for wakes, and we needed it. Saw the panicked look on my face, and he said, "Tell everybody what you saw in Quincy Square last week." I went, "Oh, last week, Senator John Fitzgerald Kennedy had come to Quincy Square. They had closed down all the traffic, put up a platform. And my dad brought me down there. There were 10,000 people jammed into the square. It was great. I loved it. And everybody was cheering, and I was cheering too. I thought it was the best thing that I ever saw. Dad put me up on his shoulders, and he looked at me, and he said, "Eddie, do you see that man? He's Irish, and he's Catholic, and he's going to be our next president." I thought that was the greatest thing I ever heard. But my Uncle Gil, who was sitting over in this corner of the table, he was leaning so hard on the table, it was like he was crawling across it. And he was really red in the face. And he looked up at my dad and he said, I'm not voting for that son of a rum runner. I'm voting for Richard Nixon. Well, my grandmother jumped right up. She looked down at him and said, Jim Gilchrist, I can't believe that you're voting for Richard Nixon. Well, you have to understand, my grandmother's father had come from County Roscommon, come over here as a young man, got a job working as a stable hand for the Adams family, worked his way up within a few short years. No, it wasn't that Adams family. It was the Adams family that had presidents buried in the middle of Quincy Square. It used to confuse me, too. So he got a job working for the Adams family. That was really great. He worked his way up, and he ran the whole estate for them. Then he married Mary Mee, who was the head of the household, and together they saved up all their money. They brought in all their family from Ireland. They brought them all in. It was really great, and we were so proud of them. But then he went off and started his own construction company. He built part of Route 9. He built part of the old Route 3. He founded the Hibernians in Quincy, and he owned the land that the shipyard was made on. He owned tenements. Then he got involved in politics, and he became friends with James Michael Curley, and he helped James Michael Curley run for the mayor of Boston, which he won. And then he helped James Michael Curley run for the governorship of Massachusetts, which he won. And so what if James Michael Curley had ended up in Plymouth County Jail? It didn't matter, because when he died without a penny. He had given it all away. And now my grandmother was looking down at Uncle Gil, and her eyes were like darts. She said, Jim Gilchrist, he's Irish, and he's Catholic, and he's a good boy. Well, then Aunt Mary jumped up, and she said, Jim Gilchrist, if you vote for Richard Nixon, we're getting divorced. Divorce, my grandmother said, stab me in the heart. Us Irish Catholics do not get divorced. Uncle Gil was retreating off the table. He looked up and he said, I'll think about it. Which in our family was good enough. We knew in our heart of hearts he wasn't really going to vote for John Kennedy in a million years. But as long as he would say he would think about it, that was close enough for us. Aunt Mary sat back down and she looked at Aunt Noreen and she said, it's the whiskey. It's the whiskey. He always turns into a Republican when he's had a few too many.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations, Shore and Begora. I have no idea what that means.
Oh, God.
What does that mean?
It's just gibberish.
It's gibberish?
Yeah.
Well, see, that's how Italians think of the Irish. Well, anyway, we are celebrating St. Patrick's Day with Aoife Clancy and Eddie Dillon. And we, in the previous segment, listened to the Eddie Dillon segment, where we heard stories and a monologue of his new program. And thank you for bringing that to us, Eddie. And
you're welcome.
It's great to have you here. And Aoife, with her brand new Clancy Legacy album, we heard a couple cuts from that in the first segment. And now we're going to get to hear more of Aoife in this next segment off of one of your several other CDs.
Yes.
And Aoife, just a little bit of history, because people might have forgotten, or believe it or not, they might be tuned in for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Just give us a little recap of your musical career. You mentioned that you kind of grew up singing and so forth,
mm-hmm.
but then all of a sudden you got into a group and another group, and tell us how that happened.
Well, when I came over to America, this wonderful country, I got involved with a group called Cherish the Ladies. They were looking for a singer at the time. That was in the 90s. Is that the group you're referring to?
Yeah, Cherish the Ladies, right? Absolutely.
So I performed with Cherish the Ladies for about 6.5-7 years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then I left Cherish, and I was performing solo for a while, and myself and Eddie had done a few gigs as well in between that time. And then I joined up with Robbie and then Donal in the last few years, and we started touring with the Clancy Legacy.
All right.
So that's what I've been doing for the last few years. And in between, we perform. In fact, I'm going to be performing before Eddie's show on the 28th, right?
So yeah, March 28th, you have a show?
At the Kinsale.
At the Kinsale in Mattapoisett.
Mattapoisett. Yeah,
all right, so it's March 28th. You can see Aoife and Eddie together in the same night.
I know.
Two-for-one special.
All right. That'll be great. And then, again, you have a fundraiser, I think, together in April at some point, right?
That's right. That's
April 3rd in Plymouth, Massachusetts. We're doing a fundraiser for the Sean Kearney Memorial Fund, which pays for a lot of events for kids. And you can find that by looking on my website, which is eddiedillon.com.
All right, eddiedillon.com, and get information about the April 3rd fundraiser, or go to Mattapoisett. March 28th, that'll be a nice trip for a lot of our listeners in the southeastern section of Massachusetts or nearby Rhode Island, or you can even travel through Rhode Island from Connecticut for those of you listening there. And we have our worldwide listening audience online, and if you're doing that, thank you for listening. Right now we're going to get to, Aoife, was this your first CD that this cut is from? Or
The second CD.
Second CD.
Yeah, second CD.
And it's called?
It's Eddie Dillon's song, If I Had Your Love to Do Over.
And the album is called Soldiers and Dreams.
Yep.
We'll get to that, and we'll listen to this song and then be back once again.
It's a lesson for food. They don't teach you life in a classroom in school. Just wait one more day before you walk away. You may spend your whole life wishing somehow stay. If I had your love to do over, I would spend every minute with you. If I had your love to do over, I would spend every minute heart I would win it. Your life I'd be in it again. When you wake in your bed, you hold her so tight. Let her know how you feel and do what is right. Words you'll regret are more easy to say than, darling, I love you, I always will stay. If I had your love to do over, I would spend every minute with you. If I had your love to do over, I would spend every minute. Your heart I would win it. Your life I'd be in it again. But I'm just a beggar for you with my heart held open. It's true. Spare me a dime of your love sometime, 'cause I'm just a beggar for you. And if I had your love to do over, I would spend every minute with you. If I had your love to do over, I would spend every minute. Your heart I would win it, your life I'd be in it again. Your life I'd be in it again.
All right. And now, Aoife, one of the things that we talked about off air earlier is the fact that you do a kind of a children's program, right? Tell us about that.
I do. Well, I'm currently working for a company called Music Together, and I work with kids from toddlers basically to age 3-4. And I do music and movement with them, and it's really a lot of fun. And you do a lot of improvisational stuff with them, and you kind of, you know, most of the songs have like a verse and a chorus because they're just small children, so you have it very simple stuff, and then you just kind of improvise and you change things around. And we have a lullaby in there. We have a free movement. We take out instruments. We play. So it's a lot of fun. And I've been doing that for the last year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be actually teaching it at a place called Friends Academy in Dartmouth. I'm going to be working with children now from 4 to 6 and 6 to 8 year olds. So I'm going to develop my own program. It won't be Music Together because they're a franchise and I have to do my own.
You'll be
program.
Off on
so
your
I'll
own.
I'll be off on my own doing this with children. And I absolutely love working with children. Through music, it's
excellent.
Fantastic. Yeah.
So, if you'd like your children to sound like Aoife,
you can.
There's an opportunity to do that, and I imagine information will be available on your website when
yes,
that,
I'll
when
have
that
information on aoifeclancy.com as well.
All right. Well, I want to thank you both for being part of our St. Patrick's Day celebration once again. The famous Eddie Dillon. Thank you, Eddie, for
You're
being
welcome.
Here. And Aoife, always a pleasure to have
thank
you with us in the
too.
Studio. And we look forward to the opportunity to hear the two of you together in just a couple weeks, March 28th. And that's going to be in Mattapoisett and then in Plymouth on April 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
So check out their websites if you'd like information about that and or how to get any of their recordings. And we're going to close off with an Eddie Dillon piece, strangely enough.
It's called Rathangan Zone, and I thought we'd play this because in my monologue I'm talking about my grandmother, and Rathangan is my grandfather's hometown in Ireland. So Rathangan's Own.
Rathangan's Own, and Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, too.
See you next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.